Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Got to clean off the windshield. Big Sills, haven't said that in a bit. Drama-filled week for the Philadelphia Eagles. Started at the White House. And today, with Jordan Davis's fifth-year option being picked up. By the way, bad sign for him. They picked that up. We're going to hit on it here in a minute. I'll give you my Big Sills takeaways on that. $12.9 million. That's not awful. Covers the 2026 season. And also gives you 2 years latitude with the guy. He's not a liability, and he's not a financial liability at $12.9 million. Okay. When it gets to a point where he becomes a financial liability, that's when the Eagles will move off him. You are not paying that guy $17 million. And by the way, for the record, if Howie and the organization liked him, they would have treated him like they did Devontae Smith and wrapped that fifth-year option up and created a 3-year contract extension for the kid. They passed on it. End of the story. No other way to look at it. They want him to earn this extension. You've been there how many years now? 3? He has not earned it. And they're telling you that by picking up the fifth year. Is he important to the run defense? Of course he is. 13th pick in the draft. Hey, get this. At $12.9 million, he's not a liability. And most importantly, like I just said, he's not a financial liability. He's not. Guy who plays 20 plays a game. He's not a $20 million a year guy. Still, is he important? Yeah, I can get a guy cheaper. Cheaper. Hey, and by the way, for the record, why his salary is important. One of the most important things, the Eagles are cutting salaries. Gardner Johnson saved them no money on their salary cap, except for what? They didn't want to pay him $11.5 million. That had everything to do with money and nothing to do with the cap. By the way, they're $22 million under the cap now. And they're moving off of Goddard, who's owed no money because they don't want to pay the $14 million. They're being financially frugal with the offensive side of the ball, and they don't want to pay certain people. End of story. Jordan Davis, let's ask the fair question. Has he over or underachieved as a first round pick? Over or under? Has he over or underachieved? I think he's underachieved. Big time. You were expecting more from that player. Plain and simple. Nobody with any brains would think he overachieved. And for the fact that Vic had to move him to a position where all you have to do is play 2 downs, tells you he's not a 3-down guy. He is not a 3-down guy. Remember something. Him not getting a 3-year contract extension has nothing to do with the cap. Has everything to do with they don't want to pay that player. There's no other way to look at it. There is no other way. As a matter of fact, Jordan Davis is a good run stopper. He's not exceptional. He is good. Do I think he's a special player? Can I replace him? Absolutely. I'll replace him with a cheaper player. He's not special. Carter's special. Vaughn's special. Hugh looks special. Cooper looks special. He doesn't. Okay? He does not look special. And you pay $20 million a year for special players. The Eagles are telling him, you have not lived up to what we thought you were going to be, or you would have a contract extension. Like all the stars that were in your draft. Okay? All the stars that were in your draft are either getting their 50 or picked up, and the real good ones are getting the extensions. So again, as I've been telling you the last couple months, the fifth year option, you get to keep the kid for two more years at $12 million. That's okay. Especially the way the salaries are going up. That's not a big hit. $20 million and $18 million. When you got to pay the guy next to him. So wait a minute. You're going to pay the guy next to him 40. He plays three downs. You're paying a guy 20, and he plays two downs. Yeah, okay, that sounds right. Common sense, use it, try it. Jordan Davis has underachieved as a Philadelphia Eagle. Okay? Here, Mauro Ajomo's overachieved. He's overachieved. Jalen Hunt is overachieving. Nolan Smith has underachieved. He's underachieved. This guy's played eight games. Now you got to see him play 17. He hasn't proven that at all yet. I mean, hey, and by the way, Xander says this all the time. Hey, Jaden Daniels is going to take a step back. Oh, but not Hugh and Cooper. Those guys are going to excel and continue to raise their game, right? Oh, okay. That only applies, I guess, to Jaden Daniels. That he's the only rookie from a year ago is going to take a step back. Really? Okay. I doubt that. Okay. Look at this dickhead. Why are you shitting on Davis? Shitting on Davis? Son, there's no bell curve in the NFL. You either achieve or you don't. There's no, he's okay. That's your life. There's no bell curve. You're either great or you're not. What do you think this is? You talk like you're one of those guys that talk on the news that everybody should be paid the same and treated the same. Welcome to the real world, guy. When you get drafted 13th overall, there's an expectation on you. Unlike you, Steve. When you put somebody in the 13th hole, you want them to be the next Fletcher Cox. Jesus Christ, and he's trying to set a standard for yourself. By the way, why don't you live up to the Eagle standard? Give me a break. He is completely underachieved. He's been a good ball player. I can find another good ball player. Isn't that what you tell me the Eagles are all about? Finding good ball players? He does not produce. And then what you try to do is because you're listening to the Philly media, they're going to pacify you by going, hey, he played good in the playoffs. Okay, he did. So did Oren Burks. So you either produce or you don't. That's right. It's have and have nots. That's what the NFL is. If it was that easy, what is his name? What was his name? Dumb. What that dumb take it was that easy, you'd be playing in the league. That's what makes the NFL special and hard to play, is that unlike people, there's no bell curves. Well, you know, it's kind of he's good. Yeah, whatever. Let me ask you this. You think the Jordan Davis pick has been a winning pick? Yes or no? You think that's been a winning pick? Yes or no? Well, here, let me go here. Has it been a winning pick? Has it been a winning pick? Look at this dumbass take. Brady was a sixth rounder, dickhead. This guy was the 13th pick in the draft. Different expectations. I take a lot of heat for saying the Eagles should have taken Parsons over Devontae Smith. And yet, to make a Pro Bowl in Parsons, Defensive Player of the Year candidate, or Kyle Hamilton. That's the guy I said you should take. Now, again, at 22, I thought that's where he was. He's completely underachieved. And at the end of the day, that's why they didn't give him a three-year extension. I look at John saying that they're working on a three-year extension. Why'd they wait until the eve of the fifth year to pick it up if they really are working on a deal? I think they're telling him. If they were really impressed with the guy, they'd have picked it up day after the Super Bowl. Or they would have did it during the draft. I mean, let's be candid here. Jordan Davis, hey, how about this one? How many people think Jordan Davis is on this football team after 2 years? I don't. He's gone. Why? Because the next guy next to him is going to be a $40 million a year guy. Then you got to decide whether or not you're going to pay one of your edge rushers if he turns out to be Jalix Hunt or Nolan Smith, another 25. Where are you getting this money from? He does not produce. Still, he's good in the run game. I get it. It's important. Put him in there for 20 plays? Absolutely. How much is that worth to the Eagles? I think it should show you what they did in offseason. Defense, they torched that defense. They're telling you flat out, hey, I'll blow that entire defense up. And they have. They blew the number one and maybe the greatest defense in Eagle history up because you know why? It wasn't over salary cap. They didn't want to pay those guys. Like you guys said, can't pay everybody. Okay, that's right. Can't pay everybody. And especially the guys on defense. Nobody gets a second contract. Think about that. Jordan Davis has not gotten a second contract. Why? Because of what I was talking to Xander about the other day. Nobody gets them. The Eagles refuse to give people second contracts. There's not one guy on that defense, except for Reed Blankenship, that's got a second deal or will get one. We'll see Q. And, hey, by the way, you know what's going to come down to it over the next couple of years? Who gets a second contract between Cooper and Q? Especially if you keep Cooper in the slot and he makes $20 million less than his partner that he thinks he can also play the corner on. Those are some big decisions. And those aren't just Eagle decisions. Those are decisions. By the way, one more time here. You don't get paid on Super Bowls. You get paid on how good you are in National Football League. Nobody pays you on wins. Nobody pays you on NFC championships. Nobody pays you on that. That's not how salaries are negotiated. Get this. There is not one example of a incentive in your contract that has anything to do with wins. There is nothing like that in any NFL contract for the amount of wins, for winning a Super Bowl. None of that is in your contract. Do you know that?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country. Anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Nothing. It's all how good you are. And Jordan Davis has not lived up to them thinking he deserves a second contract. Not yet. Okay? Not yet. Remember something. You play this game for money, not pats on the back. Hey, they like me. There's a negotiation that goes on with everybody, and everybody knows. Okay? Pats on the back, telling you what a good guy you are, that don't pay your bills. Super Bowls don't get you paid. Facts. Look at the highest paid players in the league. Let's take a look at this for a second before we move on. Highest paid players in the NFL. Here's the highest paid players in National Football League heading into the 2025 NFL season. Here they are. Dak Prescott. I can't even tell you what a shitty postseason record is. $60 million. Never been to an NFC championship game in his life. Josh Allen. $55 million. Never been to a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow. Been to a Super Bowl. Can't stay healthy. $55 million. Trevor Lawrence. $55 million. I don't know what he's done in the postseason. Jordan Love, $55 million. Never been to a conference title game. Tagovailoa, has he even played in the playoffs? $53 million. Golf, Super Bowl, NFC title game, $53 million. Justin Herbert, $54 million. Lamar Jackson, $52 million. Here's old Jalen at 51. Kyler Murray, 46.1. These are all the highest paid guys in the league. You think they're paid on Super Bowls? Or playoff wins? What are you talking about? Get your shit right. Because you have a good postseason record, and because you play well in a couple games, that don't pay you. Jordan Davis, fifth-year option. Love you talking down on Davis Hills. Xander, stop falling for it. Love you guys. Not sure what you're talking about, dude. If you think Big Marshall, he's lived up to his draft place, have at it. I don't. I played the fucking position. Love you, big guy. 1991 defense better than the 24? I think so. Because you know what they did? They closed the deal. I think they're a better overall unit. How about this too, Jack? I'll say this to you about the 91 gangrene versus 24. I think it's a better all-around group, okay? And I think there were more superstar talented players that were on that gangrene, Jerome, Reggie, Seth. But I do think the secondary is better with the 24 group. I think that group is just better overall. Now, the coordinator's better in 91. You know, Buddy's better. Okay? Buddy's better. Okay? Well, the competition was better in the 90s because teams could keep teams together. They're not better athletes, but you're right. Competition was better because you didn't have a salary cap to deal with. That's correct. Sean, the athletes are better today. No question about it. Okay? But the competition, because there was no free agency. And you got the stockpiled talent. And Bud Carson was a phenomenal coordinator too, Kyle, for sure. Okay? Absolutely. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Get this. Look at this douchebag. How many people are happy with the production of Jordan Davison here? 13th pick, and you want to pay him $20 million on a contract. It would have been $18, $19 million if you gave him a three-year contract extension. How many people believe? And how many people in here would give, let's see, $18 million. 14. How many people would give Jordan Davis three-year $54 million contract at $18 million a year? How many people would do that right now? On what you've seen with that player, Mauro Jomo played as many reps. Knowing full well you've got to pay the guy next to you, close to $40 million. How many people would pay Twizzes $18 million per? Think of this. He just got 12-9. What do you think that's going to be, what, an extra million and a half? $3 million? And by the way, you've already fucked up on a contract once with that Bryce Huff stiff contract. You going to do it again? How many people would pay him and give him a three-year deal right now on April 30th. Who? Of course, Davis is not worth... Then what are we talking about here? He's on the Eagles two more years. 3 years, 36. For a guy that plays 20 plays a game, what a waste of money. Get a guy in the fifth round to do that. Bro, I'd go get Linville Joseph to do that shit at $4 million. How stupid can you be? Why would you overpay that? Why in the world would you overpay that? Because you're dumb. Since most people don't realize Bud Carson was the guy that started the Tampa 2. Actually, Kyle, Tony Dungy did in Minnesota. He took it. Oh, wait, Bud Carson with the Steelers, and then Tony modified it in Minnesota and then took it to Tampa. That's right, Kyle. Kyle, that's good knowledge. That's right, Bud Carson, because Bud was in Pittsburgh also with Tony, and then they took that up. Tony took it to Minnesota when he was the D coordinator up there, and when he got the head coaching job, he took it to Tampa and created the Tampa 2 with Monty Kiffin. That's correct. That's absolutely correct. You're right. Okay? And again, here's the cool thing with think about this. The Eagles were pretty smart here in this. They gave basically Jordan Davis a two-year contract without having to pay him. Hey, get this. I don't give a shit what lab he's in. He plays high, and he's not a three-down guy. He doesn't have the skill to be a three-down player. Dude, he can lose all the weight you want. Got nothing to do with weight. He's not skilled. He is not productive enough to play. Now, look, you know what Xander said about a year ago, which is correct. If that guy could show any propensity to play a three technique, he'd get a three-year contract extension. But because he can't, hey, by the way, I know how Clint Hurt feels about him. I know what they think of him. They really like him, but not that much. But not that much. Hey, get this. Who was more important cog to the Philadelphia Eagle defense last year? Josh Sweat or Milton Williams or Jordan Davis, who played 20 reps? What would Davis look like if Clint wasn't there? Terrible. He wouldn't get that fifth year picked up. If Clint Hurt wasn't there, Jordan Davis would not have had the fifth-year option picked up, no matter how much they like him. Hey, by the way, there's no way in the world they're going to extend to Kobe Dean, no matter what you guys think of him. You're not giving money to that kid. Since he's good. Shit, you won't give the money to a guy who misses 8 games or 5 games a year in Dallas Goedert. You're surely not going to give a guy who can't stay healthy. And by the way, they didn't need his ass for the Super Bowl. They didn't need N'Kobe Dean. Dude, when you win the Super Bowl as convincingly as you did in the NFC title game and in the Super Bowl and N'Kobe Dean was nowhere to be seen, I'm not paying that guy. A free agent stepped in for him and was just as effective. Making $1.5 million. Why would I give that guy $10 million a year? Never happened. They won the Super. Like I said, he's like the Carson Wentz of linebackers. Dude, and why am I bringing up money? Here's why we're bringing money up. Because they are. They're the ones bringing money up. Hit the like button, guys. Marcus Hayes is going to join us. Oh, Xander, I forgot to tell you. Marcus is going to join us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. He's got a column to write. And we're going to talk to him. That'll be at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Okay? A lot of DT skyrocket in year four. That is so untrue. That's offensive linemen that do that. Offensive linemen are the late bloomers, defensive tackles. They produce right away. You know what you have. Bro, he is not producing. He plays 20 plays a game. Seals, will Clint Hurt replace Vic when, you know what? Pete Carroll loves him. I wonder if I can find this. Who played the most snaps on the Eagles in 24? I want to see what Jordan Davis's numbers are when it came to their defense. Here we go. Most snaps in 2024. Let's see here. Hurts played 934. Barkley played 801. Devontae played 801. AJ played 766. Jurgens played 1,068. Dickerson 996. Becton 903. Jordan Davis played 388 reps. Jalen Carter played 831. This is not counting the playoffs. Mauro Ajomo played 388 snaps. Played just as many snaps as a seventh rounder did. and you want to pay that fucker $20 million a year. How stupid are you? Mauro Jomo's a three-down guy. Mauro Jomo played as many reps as Jordan Davis did a year ago. Hey, and by the way, Jordan Davis wasn't getting double-teamed. It was Jalen Carter. We were all bitching about how many double teams and how frustrating it is for the kid. Think about that. A seventh-round draft choice is playing just as much as the 13th pick overall. Get this, Jack goes, who said 20? Well, look at Jack here. Well, let's try to help this kid out a little bit. He just got paid $13 million. So, Jack, what do you think that's going to be on a three-year contract extension? What, 14? She says, you can't discuss pro football without discussing money. Thank you, Bob. It's not about acquiring talent. It's about how much talent can you afford and where do I allocate my financial resources the most. That's it, Bob. That's how you do it. That's how you build a football team. You see, Bob, some of these people in here think this is like picking your buddy in your backyard for flag football. That's not what this is. That's what makes the league competitive. Is the salary cap. It makes it difficult for people to keep talent. And that's why people watch the NFL. So with all these former players going to college to coach, could you see any former Canes head coaches that would coach to you? One's right now, Mario Cristobal, having Ed Reed as a head coach. Mario Cristobal is a former Hurricane. I see some of the Ohio State guys doing it. You think you're better coach than Vic and Clint? You're basically calling Clint a dumbass. You'll have to explain that shit stain. How I'm calling him. What the fuck are you talking about? They gave the guy the 50-year option because they didn't want to give him an extension because he hasn't earned it. What are you talking about, shit stain? Help me out on this. I'm waiting. I got to hear this one. Got all day. No? Nothing? As usual. You know what the fuck you're talking about. Not that hard, kid. You got to take. Back it up with something. Like crickets. Come on, dog. Dude, I'm losing time here because I'm giving you more of my life than I really want to. I'd like to freaking kill myself giving you as much time as I have already. I've got 5 minutes of my life already that I wish I had back. I'll give you two more. You said Davis couldn't be here without Clint. He wouldn't be. No. Yes. You think Zach Bond would be the player? You want to know how dumb this guy is? How many people in here believe that Zach Bond would be the player he is without Vic? Man. Are these people stupid? You apply one form of the metric to one, and you don't form the metric to the other. How many people believe that Zach Bond would be the player that he was a year ago without Vic Fangio? If Clint becomes the next DC after Vic, we're good. Absolutely, because he'll stay here forever. I mean, guys, nobody in here is going to sit here and go like this. Well, Zach Bond would have been great without Vic. Well, what happened to him in New Orleans? So he does. You know what he wants to do? He wants to make a narrative because he wants to celebrate a guy who underachieved in Jordan Davis by saying that he's a good player no matter if Clint's here or not. But yet, we're sitting here. Hey, let me ask you this. You think Nolan Smith would be the player that he was a year ago at the end of the year if it wasn't for Vic Fangio? Say he had Sean Desai. See, right here, this is the kind of guy here, when you have a conversation with him, they resort to violence because that's what he wants to do. You know why? That's low-brow thinking, folks, that I gave way too much of my time to today, RC3. Today wasn't a good day for you, son. Not a good day for you, kid. Well, I'll tell you what. You take your beating like that kid down in Atlanta probably took one. That assistant coach probably beat that kid's ass. So, hey, you take your beat and go sit in the corner. Don't worry about it, son. I won't hurt you. This guy here, man. Woo! I've never seen a guy take a nosebleed like that. Shit, man. Sorry about that, kid. Some of y'all fans give Davis more credit than he should. Oh, no, I know. A guy plays 20. Hey, Mauro Ajomo played as many reps. And I want to give that guy 20 million. So what are you going to give Mauro? Hey, get this. Thomas Booker had 200 reps. Hey, oh my God. And you want to pay a guy $20 million. Hey, let me give him 20. That sounds like give him 18. 18? Jesus criminy. 18? Dude, 12 is it. You want a three-year contract extension? I'll tell you what, Jordan, for being an underachieving nose tackle, I'll give you, let's see, $36 million over 3 years. Take it or leave it. And you know what I'll do because I do like you? I'll make 20 of that or 18 of that guaranteed. That's where I see. Hey, if I were, tell me if you guys agree. If I were going to give Jordan Davis anything, it would be this. Let's see. Here. 3 years, $42 million. And I'll make 18 of that guaranteed. Is that all right? Right? It's about 14 a year. Take it or leave it. I'll give you 18 guaranteed. You think I'm giving you 18 a year? And guaranteeing you $25 million? You got the wrong team. You got the wrong team. For a guy that plays 20 reps, I think that's, if I like you. I don't think coaches get enough blame when talented players fail. That's true. If Sill says you have a low IQ, that's really low. Coming from a guy who understands low IQs, Princess is the key guy here. A winning take for Princess. Absolutely. If there's something that Prince knows, it's low IQs. He is it. The champion of low IQs. I got you, brother. Nobody in here knows lower IQs than you. Absolutely. I've never seen a guy in here that, I mean, that's got to be one of the greatest takes of all time. And yeah, right there, baby. Hey, Prince, man, me and you are going to grab some beers, man, and laugh our asses off. I promise you, bro. Okay? We are. We're going to laugh our asses off, dude. Yeah. You know, it's good. Hey, you know what Prince is? Prince is like the dude that it's like, oh, my God, my aunt watches the show. And let me just say this to you, man. When you sit around our dinner table back in the day, let me say this to you, man. Whoever hollered the loudest won the arguments. That's what it would be. Be screaming back and forth. It'd be a great time, man. My pasta fazool and meatballs everywhere. Holy shit, I'd love that. That's good stuff there, Prince. Even though you got shit takes. Oh, man. Hey, Prince, are you good with this, man? $42 million, 3 years? I'm not going above that, right? Not going above that. 14 million. Dude, 12 is the, like, you know, I'm going to do it because you won a Super Bowl with them. But I'm not giving you over 12 and a half. No fucking way. Okay? Hey, dude, I know I got to do all that, Rolla. Promise. Promise you, man. Absolutely. Okay? You good with that, Prince? Hey, Prince, I'll tell you what. This is what I would also do. What if Davis has some sort of psycho year this year? I would tell them this. Hey, listen to the position he puts him in if he plays great, too. Okay? He puts him in this position. Say this guy gets 6.5 sacks this year, and everyone's hoping for him. Hey, I want to make it clear here. I'm not rooting against him. I'm telling you who he is. Swear to beans, I'm not rooting against the kid. I would never root against a defensive lineman. Absolutely. By all accounts, everyone loves him. Okay? So for me, if that kid gets 6.5 sacks, all of a sudden they turn into like the top three defense after all them exits. Man, you're going to roll in that room there with Howie and go, hey, you know what? You don't want to give that contract extension? Okay. Well, here we are now. Tell you what, it ain't gonna cost you 14. It's going to cost you 25. It's going to cost you $25 million per. Now we're talking $75 million. Okay? Now we're talking 75. Hey, by the way, I think him getting a fifth year picked up, I think that's a good thing for him. He has to know he has not lived up to that 13th pick. I heard Xander say something important. You know, I don't look at the 13th pick anymore because of how important a nose is in the defense. That's true. He's not a liability on the team yet. He'll be a liability when he's asking for more money. I got the Gorilla Davis can't even win. Let's not use that word. Come on now. I mean, come on. We're not going there. Let's use the better word. I'll put it back up there, but we're not going there. Okay? Come on now. He's a football player and he's a man, and we're not going there. Okay? Take it from me. We're not going there. I know you didn't mean it. And I know you weren't going there, but take it from somebody who people will take it that you did mean it. Ask Xander how he feels. Xander's got that sphincter hole like this right now, man. People are trying to put that nail in there, and he's got to pucker up a little bit. I love watching it. Better him than me, man. I've been years with me, and I'm done with it. It's a make or break year for Davis. It is. Harbaugh about, oh yeah, it is. Seals, you missed what? Oh, here, put Leon's back up there again, if you can there for me, Xander. Guys, do me a favor, please hit the like button. Give me a total on where we are right now, too. Yeah, I guess Elway was driving the golf cart or something, okay? It's a viral question that's going around here. What's Leon had a super, if 100 men versus one silverback, who wins? Silverback. Dude, Big Sills was a silverback. How you doing? Hey, Big Sills. Clint Hurt is going to get Jordan Davis paid. How come he did it now? I know what Clint thinks of him. Great interview with Chris Hinton. Can you believe that guy? 8 all pros or Pro Bowls. And he's not in the Hall of Fame. Okay? Big Sills, big old silverback, ain't he? How you doing? What's this? Really? We can get 80 dick. No. Me and Jerome. Hold on, Leon. Me and Jerome, the ultimate silverbacks. I'll tell you what. You send them 80 guys on me and him in our day. Come on. I'll take it. I'd love to take that on. My wife listens to the show. She saw me beat five dudes up in a gym once, and it wasn't nothing. I went and ate a sandwich after. Hey. Come on. I'm not that guy anymore. I'm retired now. I'm more retired now. I'm more of a level-headed guy. My wife's laughing. She saw me beat five guys up in a gym. It's a true story. These guys came up because I was training someone. I was training a police officer. And I was training a police officer. My wife was with me. This guy comes up to me and he starts going, "Excuse me, what are you doing?" And I'm going, "Well, guy asked me to help him out on lifting." He was the Pinellas County Sheriff. And he goes, "Sills, can you?" Yeah. So I brought him in there. We're working out. Guy goes, "Can you come into our office?" And I go, "For fucking what? You're bugging me. Get away. I hate those gyms anyway." You know those LA Witnesses? You go in there and you got guys in spandex. All those guys. I mean, I used to be so obnoxious, man. Well, more obnoxious. Working out, I hated those places because they were all stiffs in there. And every time someone would be on a tricep pull down the machine or something, "Xander, you'll love this." They'd be on that. As soon as the guy got done, I'd go, "Yeah, let me get in here." And the guy would go, "Wait, I'm working out." I'd go, "Yeah, I really don't care." And like, if I had to do it, because I didn't like waiting around. And so my wife and I were like, "I think that works your conditioning." So I'm in there, I get the dumbbells. I'm doing 250-pound dumbbell. You know, I'm sitting there, guys are going, they're dicking around talking to their boyfriends and all. And I go, "Are you using that guy or what are we doing here? What do you got? What do you got? Tea party coming up?" I was terrible. Right. So this guy comes up to me, starts chesting up on me. And I go, "All right, let's go back to your office." So the guy starts saying shit to me and I throw him over his desk. I threw his buddy over his desk. Let's see if she answers. "Hey, Kim, how many guys did I beat up at that gym? Kim, how many guys did I beat up at that gym? Say it. I need you." She won't say it. Five guys. She laughed her ass off. We were training a Pinellas County cop. She won't do it because she likes to be behind the scenes. It's all good. I beat that guy. I beat all five of them. My wife was laughing so hard she couldn't believe it. She laughed her ass. I threw two guys over a desk, one into a plant. I pushed the guy back on his ass. And the cop, I had a cop with me. And Kim's laughing. She's laughing at these five guys laying all over the office. And I beat the shit out of them. My wife goes, "That's about one of the great." See, my wife doesn't really care about anything other than feats of strength. You see, when my daughter does great feats of strength, that's the only thing that impresses her. Money doesn't impress her. Nothing impresses her except feats of strength. Plain and simple. Sills. Davis is big, strong, and ran a 4.7. He never lived up to that ability, though. Why can't he be a better pass rusher? He doesn't have the skill for it. I think Eagles thought he would be. I did, too. Hey, get this. You know that guy, Shamar Stewart? You know what? Get this. Xander likes that last pick in the draft you guys got from Vautech, right? And you're like this. Why doesn't that guy, and why did that guy fall? Why do you think that guy fell that far in the draft? Xander, put it in there. How many sacks did he have? It's a great conversation. What? Why do you think that guy, with all that production, was the last pick of the Eagles? Why do you think? He had 25 sacks in 2 years. I can work with that. That's why he was drafted. They didn't draft him because of his height and weight. His height and weight put him in the last pick for the Eagles. His production got him on the Eagles draft board. They drafted production. They didn't draft measurables. That's smart drafting. They looked and overlooked the measurables and took the kid. Hey, does he get hurt? Probably. Is he undersized? Probably. Is he a tweener? Probably. You know that kid Xander had? I keep calling him a kid. You know that guy he had on the other day? Because that guy puts him in a box. Well, if he's how tall is he? What's his? I don't even know what his size is. How tall is the kid and how much does he weigh? He had two years, he had 25 sacks, right? I'm totally interested in that. There's a production there. He was more productive in college than Jordan Davis ever was. Or that kid from A&M that went to the Bucks. He's 6'2". And how much did he weigh? 250. All right. And he's at Virginia Tech, right? By the way, I think Virginia Tech produces some pretty good defensive football players. And he had 2 years where he had 25 sacks. Well, shit. I'm totally going to give that guy a look. Maybe he ran a slow 40. Maybe he didn't have a good pro day. I mean, I'm always going to look at production guys, especially when I get out of the first three rounds. Did you produce? You overlook measurables in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh round. You overlook measurables, and you look at production. Was he productive? Was he good? Did he play on a good team? That's how you look at drafting. Is he the best player on the board? Stills, this Shador prank call stuff making me root against him even more. No way they got this man, Jeff Ulbrich, emotionally apologizing on TV. Stupid. Because the liberal media wanted to make sure that the guy was punished. So he punished. The kid was stupid. The coach was dumb for leaving his laptop up. And they're making a – I'm surprised he's not in Guantanamo Bay. Hey, Pump, I'm surprised the guy's not in Guantanamo Bay. Sitting there in a jail cell right now, doing 6 months. Hey, get this. They care about more about a guy who lived in Maryland, who wasn't a Maryland citizen, than they do about they care more about the guy in Atlanta than they do about that dude. I mean, you can't get America any more effed up than it is right now. Hey, that MS-13 guy, I don't give a shit. But the guy in Atlanta, I care about. We need to punish his ass. You see what he did to poor Shador, who drives around in a Rolls Royce? You got to be, come on now. What are we doing here? Oh, my God. Hey, the MS-13 guy. Hey, fuck him. The guy in Atlanta is the one I want. Get him. That's the one I want. You kidding me? Trump, deport him. Where? I don't know, Guantanamo Bay. Eh. Holy cow. Hey, whatever you do, don't pull any pranks on a Sanders. Jesus criminy. Hey, nobody's ever had a prank pulled on him. Good grief. Talk about soft. Hey, I was really glad to see the Toronto Argonauts have Shador Sanders' rights. Because I will say this about it. Do you think the Browns are keeping four quarterbacks? Yelky. Yeah, right. Okay, don't keep. Hey, but then again, knowing the Browns, they will. Knowing the Browns, they'll keep four quarterbacks. So it's after the year option. Give Davis 3 years, $55 million. With 45, I'm not giving him $45 million guaranteed. Absolutely no way for a guy to place 20. No way. That's too rich for me, man. Guaranteeing 90% of his contract? No, I see what you're doing. You're doing it on the cap. That seems to have a lot of financial commitment to him, though. Okay? I think that, I don't know, man. I get where, hey, Bob, you're doing it on the cap. So I get what you're doing on it. You're trying to lower the cap on the back end here so it doesn't look like a whack. All right. Guys, do me a favor. Hit the like button. Top of the hour. We are going to talk to our friend Marcus Hayes. Get his spin. All right. Holy cow, I haven't even got to my topics yet. Really? Well, I did. We had to hit on the Davis stuff. So here we go. This ought to be a little interesting here. Have the Philadelphia Eagles gotten worse, stayed the same, or have they gotten better since February 9th Super Bowl win? It's funny. I listen to Birds 365, and I hear the guy saying the same shit I say. And yet, you guys get more upset with me. I really don't know how that works. You know, I mean, I kind of get an idea how that works. Have they gotten better? Look at this. Leon thinks they're the same. If not better. How many people believe the Eagles got worse? They got better? Or they stayed the same? Rico, worse. It's unknown. Way to have conviction, brother. You're the type of guy I want to row out to sea with. I don't know. Hey, should we row out to sea? Well, I don't know. What's the weather like? It's a little choppy. Hey, man, 5-star. Ain't rolling out to sea with you, brother. Hey, what do you think? This is what men do. Hey, we're rolling out to sea. What's the weather like? Like D-Day. It was raining, and it was harsh seas. Are we still going? General Eisenhower, are we going? We're going. June 6th, bitch. How you doing? Yeah. Hey, wait, I'm going to wait for good weather. Yeah. Hey, let me wait for good weather. Then we'll attack the Germans. All right. Yeah, let me wait for everything to be hunky-dory and everything to be perfect. That's 5-star. There you go. That's right, man. This guy wants a nice room at the Waldorf. This guy wants to have his food delivered to him, his feet rubbed, all before he rows out to sea. How you doing? Jesus, mud on to me. Men set a date and they go. We're going. That's how champions act. Here's my take. Eagles got worse. You didn't get better. Let me ask you something. So, Jahan Campbell, holy shit, you guys signed a guy like Humpty Dumpty. I mean, this guy fell off this draft wall, and this guy's broken into a million pieces. I mean, this guy's got two bad knees, two bad shoulders. I mean, shit, the only thing that I'm sure that he's okay with is he's got his marbles around him. I mean, and then you, this, what was it? The second round guy, the safety guy you guys signed? I mean, he needs a Tokyo phone book to look cute and Cooper DeJean in the eye. They're going to be great. I get it. You know, the drafting and how he won the Super Bowl. Shit, I get it too. Sills, do you like Adoree Jackson? He's a good football player, man. I think of all the trash cans you signed, he ain't one. I had a hard time believing Keeley wouldn't beat Isaiah. I never thought Keeley Ringo would beat Isaiah Rogers out. I had him penciled in as a starter. He just performed exceptionally well. He did. He just performed great. Isaiah Rogers just got an $8 million a year contract in Minnesota. I mean, You know, he's going up to Minnesota to start in that secondary now. That's how good he played. You know how good he played on the number one ranked defense and the number one pass defense in the NFL? You know how good he played? So good, Minnesota gave him a contract that's going to pay him $8 million a year.
Hey, guys. Finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.